Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I am a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is Your Thoughts Control the Climate of Your Marriage. But before we get started, I want to let you know I have a private Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Search the Happy Wives community in the Facebook search bar or head on over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. I like to refer to it as a solution tool because you can use it to solve different problems that you might be having in your marriage. Visit my website to download it. Okay, so let's dive in and talk about how your thoughts control the climate of your marriage. So this is a topic that we have addressed before, but it is so super important that I want to bring it up again because this could be a game changer if you realize this and get a hold of it. Your thoughts control the climate of your marriage. So sometimes marriage is bliss and everything is easygoing, right? But then other times we go through seasons of being totally frustrated with our spouse. It feels as if that they don't care about us. They don't do anything that's right. They don't do anything that's pleasing to us. And even when they do try, it's just not good enough. Or maybe it's not the right time or, you know, whatever it is. It's just like we're judging every little thing that they do. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been stuck in that cycle of frustration and negativity? I mean, sometimes it could last for a couple of hours or maybe a day or two, and sometimes it can really be much longer. But the tool that I'm going to share with you today will help you get out of it. It is life-changing. It's the three-step process to help you get control of your thoughts and feel happier in your marriage. It's called the Think, Feel, Act cycle. It's a cycle that you repeat over and over again every single day without even thinking about it. It's a cycle that can either work for you in a positive way or in a negative way. So what this means is what you think causes what you feel, which causes the actions that you take based on those thoughts and feelings. It's a simple cycle, but when it's used negatively, it has negative impacts on your marriage and any relationship, really. But you can flip things around and use it to your advantage. So let's talk about it. You know me, I like to get practical. Let's get practical. Step one is your thoughts. Your thoughts are so powerful. They are powerful enough to create whatever it is that you do want or don't want. Have you ever heard anyone say, what you think about is what you bring about, or whatever you focus on grows? I like to tell my clients, whatever you are looking for evidence of, you will find. So if you are looking for evidence that your husband can't do anything right or that he's annoying to you, or if you're fixated on just one particular thing that he does that annoys you, you are going to continue to see more of that, more of what he does to annoy you because you're like focused on it, right? I want to put it another way for you. This might really help, open it up for you. Your complaint about your husband is a negative affirmation and it attracts more of the same negativity. It sounds kind of crazy, but promise you it works. If you think about problems, you're going to see problems, but if you think about blessings, you are going to see blessings. And now I'm not just saying that you should just think more positive and everything will be rosy, but those positive thoughts are a part of the process. Negative thoughts sabotage our happiness and our marriages, and we have the power to stop them. So, for a purposes of an example, let's say I was trying to think of complaints that I hear a lot, and one of them is that your husband always comes home late from work. So that's the circumstance that's happening, right? Is that your husband is always late coming home from work. And so The thought that you're having is, my husband is always late, coming home from work. He must not care about me. So we make it to mean something more than just the fact. The fact is, he's coming home late from work. But then we put in a meaning that he must not care about us, right? So this is what is causing your feelings, right? So that's step two, the feeling part. Now, a feeling is often confused with a thought. The thought was, my husband always comes home late from work. He must not care about me. Your feeling, that's a one-word emotional state, like happy, grateful, peaceful, hopeful, connected, or maybe negatively, sad, mad, lonely, stressed, frustrated, or jealous. Those are all feeling words. So your thoughts create your feelings. So if your thought is that your husband doesn't care about you because he is always late, what is a feeling that might create in you? Could you imagine that if that were you? If it were me, it would probably be frustration. So we'll work with that. So our thought is that our husband doesn't care about us because he's always late. And our feeling is frustration. So the next question is the action. What kind of an action do we take when we're having that negative thought and that negative feeling? How do you react because of it? Can you imagine yourself and how you might react in your home? Some women say that they give their husband the silent treatment when they do finally get home. They just kind of clam up and become silent. And so that's kind of an indication then to your husband that something is wrong, right? Okay, so let's look at your cycle. First, you thought that your husband is always late from work and doesn't care about you. And then you felt frustration. And then your action was to give him the silent treatment. So that was your think, feel, act cycle. And it's not leaving you feeling in a very good mood, right? Very good place. So now guess what? Your husband, he is going to have his own think, feel, act cycle based on your think, feel, act cycle. Can you see how quickly this can get to crazy town? So your husband now is feeling, okay, she's like not talking to me. And he's probably got no clue why. And so his thought is that she's mad at me for no good reason. His feeling then, that thought is going to make him feel angry because it will make him feel disrespected, especially since he just worked a long day at work, right? And so his action, it could be to yell at you, or maybe he returns a silent treatment. So based on his think, feel, act cycle, you are going to have another think, feel, act cycle in response to his, because you might think that he didn't respond properly, right? Seriously, it is the crazy town that I mentioned. It is not a good place to be. And guess what? We can stop it. All we have to do is go back to step one, to our thoughts, and take them hostage. Pretty sure the Bible talks about this, right? Taking our thoughts captive. Because our thoughts are what started this mess. Sometimes I feel like my thoughts are my own worst enemy. I have to wrestle with mine often. So I work on this often. That's why I love teaching it. Our thoughts control the climate in our marriage. So all we have to do is choose to think a different thought, which will give us a different feeling and cause us to take a different action, which will cause our husband to take a different action. So let's look at our example then of our husband always coming home from work late. What could be a new thought that we could think? I have one for you. I'll help you. What if it was, my husband always comes home from work late. He is working so hard to support our family. What if instead of, he must not care about me, you thought, he is working so hard to support our family? How much different is that? How does that make you feel? That's a huge shift. What if you just decided to think that? I mean, it's true, right? If he's working late, he's working hard. So then what might that make you feel when you think, my husband is working hard for your family? Maybe you feel grateful. When we feel grateful, then we're going to have a better action, right? Maybe we might do something nice for him, like warm up his dinner for him if he missed dinner, or give him some words of kindness, right? So then when he comes home, he's going to have a positive think, feel, act cycle based on your act of kindness, whatever it was that you decided to do. So this is a very different cycle, a very different feeling, so much more peaceful. Like, I can feel it just talking to you about the story. I don't know if it comes through as you're listening to it. But instead of your husband feeling unappreciated for his hard work, he will feel so happy that you performed an act of kindness for him. And then the two of you are going to go on and have a nice evening, right? So what I'm suggesting is that we notice our thoughts and we challenge them. Are we making assumptions? Because most of the time we're making assumptions. Most of the time we are making someone else's action mean something different than it really does. Especially with this example of working late, because as you know from listening to previous podcasts, your husband's need to provide for his family is wired so deeply inside of him. He is working so hard for all of you. And here's another side note. If we treat them poorly when they come home late because we are frustrated that they came home late, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't feel frustrated. You know, if we had to carry more of our weight of the household or something like that, I know how hard that is. And we can talk more about that in another time if you want to. But just think if you could just turn your attitude around to gratitude for him instead, and then you'll act out of that gratitude. It actually will make him want to try harder to come home earlier if it's at all possible. But if nothing else, it makes your evening more enjoyable. It makes everything more enjoyable, right? So if we can try to work on noticing these thoughts, seeing which ones are sabotaging our marriage, you know, you might come to a point where you feel like we should probably have a talk about these long hours. Okay, that's a whole nother story. It's another conversation, but it's a conversation that can be had in a peaceful environment instead of coming from a negative space of thinking your husband doesn't care about you, because I can pretty much promise you that's not where it's coming from. Okay, girls? So I would just love to challenge you this week to notice your thoughts and notice which ones are negative and what assumptions you're making from them and what they're making you feel, and then the actions you take when you feel it. And this is just one pain point that I'm mentioning. If you have a particular pain point in your marriage, focus on that this week and see what's going on there and see if you can get a different result by following this process and changing your thinking. And so I know that this is very much easier said than done. If you would like a little guidance and accountability as you work on it, please reach out to me. I have some great tools that will help you along on your journey, and I would love to work with you. So thank you so much for listening in, and let me know if you have any specific questions. And remember, that free marriage makeover guide on my website is a fantastic resource to help you solve any challenges that you might be having in your marriage. And if you want some positive inspiration in your marriage, join me in the Happy Wives community on Facebook. I hope to see you there. Thank you, and I will talk to you next week.